to our skill testing questions part of the program. And I'll ask questions from everybody's talk in, I guess, reverse order as much as anything. And I have a panel of experts arrayed in front of me if I can't judge that it's the correct answer for a particular question. By the way, when we finish doing this, the way that lunch works, the profs will jump the line and go out and get a sandwich and be hanging around by the stairs so you can go and talk to them. I request that everybody just have one sandwich each so that everybody can have a sandwich rather than kind of ducking back in line and getting an extra sandwich so that everybody gets a chance. And just to remind you that we'll have talks not only today, but five more people tomorrow and the rest of the week. Anyway, from Simon's talk, actually this is a really easy one, so this is going to be caught really, really fast, but name one cause of dry mouth. Way in back. Let me check. Absolutely correct. Oh, Lord. I'm told this is a McGill moment here. So I'm really not very good at this. Oh, God. Yeah. It's been a lot worse. Okay. From Seok Woo's talk, this is actually really interesting. I really like this. The ozone hole is expected to disappear in this century. Why? Yes, right here. Montreal Protocol? Actually, I couldn't hear you.
Montreal Protocol?
Correct, although I noticed a little hesitation there. I think it was, the other thing I'd add to is that human intervention has made the difference, which is the Montreal Protocol. Well, congratulations on your achievement. And then we'll go to Guy's talk. Okay, this is good. What is the measure of whether particles created in one of the collisions he described, what is the measure that they re-interact and are not transparent? Yes?
I think it has to do, well, evidence for the fact that they re-interact is that they go off in a fluid manner. It indicates the fluidity of the...
I don't know. I don't know. What do you say, Guy?
50%.
50%? I think we'll have to try. I saw some other hands go up. Yes, in back. Let me check.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is indeed the correct answer. Congratulations. Oh, Lord. Yes, this is why I'm a dean of science and not a football player, I guess. And Brian's talk. Oh, yeah, this is a good one, too. What is an invasive species? Yes. Okay. What do you think, Brian?
Close enough.
Close enough. An easy marker from biology and school environment. Okay. So I should stop. Yeah. Bring it on. Bring it on. Oh, my. And James' talk, which is that bacteria outnumber the total number of cells in our body by what multiple? And I should correct you on his talk. He said that he was talking about a dean's body, but most bodies have a heart, unlike a dean. I should mention. Yes, right in the middle. 10. You got it. Oh, nice catch. Oh, we have a ton of these things. Huh? Anyway, and finally, from I've missed anybody, right? Oh, okay. So finally, from Amy's talk. Why use viruses in self-assembly? Yes?
They can be rod-like or take on different shapes.
Hmm. Nope. Oh, Amy's a tough marker. Yes?
They arrange themselves into patterns that you can't create. Like,
close enough. It's been decided. So congratulations on your achievement. Thank you all for coming, and I'll see you outside.